You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Gary Nyard of the Great Lakes Education Project just told us why he believes Betsy DeVos would be, in his words, a refreshing change as our Secretary of Education. Now to the other side, voices protesting her nomination. And these include students and alums of her alma mater, Calvin College. Thousands of them signed a letter opposing the confirmation of their fellow alumna for the top education post. Sarah Mosliner graduated from the private Christian school in 1996. Today, she's a professor at Central Michigan University in the religion program, and she wrote the letter protesting the DeVos nomination. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's good to be with you.
What are your thoughts as you hear that the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions indeed approved the nomination?
It's not at all surprising. I know with these sorts of nominations that oftentimes the confirmation process is a rubber stamp. And in fact, as events have unfolded, it's been quite interesting to see all the forms of opposition that are coming from all sorts of places, here in West Michigan especially. And the part that I played in it was just a small part. Someone remarked to me at one point, you know, to have this much opposition and controversy around a nominee for Secretary of Education is just unprecedented. So the final vote is not surprising. However, the closeness is very much so.
Sarah, what was the case that you made against this nomination in your letter?
When I wrote the letter, it felt very boilerplate. It was a lot of the things that people had concerns about during her hearing. And I simply reiterated those and in the letter, which initially was just coming from myself. And they seemed to really hit a chord with a lot of people. So, you know, the same sort of issues that she is not properly qualified as someone who has never worked in education as a teacher or an administrator. She has worked in a fashion that demonstrates that she is not committed to public education, which is a concern when we know that 85% of students are in public education, you know, and especially her responses about federal oversight. There were a lot of things she was not aware of. So really just getting to issues of qualifications, which are concerns that have come from other quarters. And so they were not at all unique.
I think from many quarters, and I think many people were surprised that so many students and alums of this conservative Christian college signed the letter. Ultimately, how many signatures did the letter gain?
Officially, we ended up with 2,750. However, because this was very much my own initiative, which I never intended to become as big as it was, I simply didn't have the capacity to make sure everyone got on the letter. I did enlist three of my closest friends to do some work on it, and they worked diligently for 3 days, long, long hours. And despite our best efforts, we could not get everyone on the letter because we just, you know, hadn't planned on being able to deal with that volume.
So you were surprised by the response?
I was. I wasn't surprised that so many Calvin alumni wanted to sign a letter like this. I was surprised that it was a letter that I had crafted that initially started out with me sending it to friends who I went to college with and said, hey, why don't we sign this? If we get 50 signatures, that might say something, to something that just went far beyond anything I expected or was prepared for.
There's so many people from disparate backgrounds that were opposed to DeVos for Education Secretary, but she has cleared the committee, going to the full Senate. In a larger question, I just wonder what you see for our country when it seems that despite protests, despite people voicing opposition to things on the Trump agenda, it doesn't seem to matter. Do you worry about our country and that people will become disheartened?
I've been thinking about this a lot, as a lot of people have. And I've been having a lot of conversations with people who are expressing heartbreak. And yet, in the very moment, you see these amazing, wonderful things happening and people making their voices heard and having an impact.
But are they having an impact?
I think to look at something like her nomination, her confirmation as the only impact is a bit short-sighted. I mean, there are other impacts out there, and not just about this issue, but there are impacts to people showing up and protesting at airports right now. That sends a really important message to other countries, to people in our own country who are feeling a great deal of fear. And so even if on the official level, things don't seem to be going in a direction that make us feel confident about the current administration, are speaking up in protest does complicate things. And that is very important for us to be doing right now, that we can't be disheartened, that it's more important than ever that we share our opposition when we feel, when our conscience goes against these appointments, these orders that are coming out, that we make that known, because it's important that our neighbors know. It's important that other countries know. It's important that my fellow alumni know that Calvin College cannot be put in a box, that Calvin, as a lot of people know, which is something that people in the press have not been necessarily aware of, is that there's a great deal of political and religious diversity at this Christian college. And a lot of that is because of the education we got as students at Calvin College. And so it does have meaning beyond these official things that are happening. At the moment, I have turned my attention to what is happening locally, which is why I chose this particular issue to speak out on. And I think that if we focus too much on what's happening in the White House, we lose sight of the best ways to take care of those who are right next door to us.
Sarah Mosliner is a Calvin College alumna and a professor in the religion program at Central Michigan University. Sarah, thank you so much for spending time and talking with us.
Thank you, Cynthia.